So what is lucid dreaming? Can you give us a bit of a brief overview?
Yeah, sure. So lucid dreaming is when you know that you're dreaming while you're still asleep and in the dream. Now, this gives you the ability to control the dream as well, and some people equate the two, but really the minimum definition is just knowing that you're dreaming while you're still there.
Yeah, so what kind of causes lucid dreaming? Can we induce it ourselves?
Yeah, so that's kind of a two-part question. So we don't know exactly what causes lucid dreams. We know that it's associated with increased brain activation in the frontal areas of the brain, and these areas are related to self-awareness and critical thinking. In terms of how to induce lucid dreams or learn how to have them, there's actually a very wide range of techniques that have been developed. And this is some of the research I've done myself, looking at ways to teach people to have this kind of experience.
Can you kind of give us a bit of an example of how to teach people to do this?
Yeah, sure. So one of the techniques that I've studied most is called the mnemonic induction of lucid dreams technique. So the word mnemonic just means related to memory. And the idea is that you repeat a mantra, something like, next time I'm dreaming, I will remember that I'm dreaming. And you do this at a specific time just before dreaming is very likely. This is usually after about 5 hours of sleep. And by doing this repetition and forming this intention to do something in the future, ideally, you then fall asleep, and then you will remember this intention when you're in the dreaming state, and that allows you to realize that you're in the dream.
It's wild. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day just before we started researching this story, and I thought that lucid dreaming was just when dreaming is really vivid, like the colors are just really vivid. And I've never had the experience of lucid dreaming, so I find it really fascinating. But something that it kind of strikes me, are there like cons of lucid dreaming? Can it be dangerous?
That's a good question. People often ask me that. So sometimes lucid dreaming is associated with nightmares and distressing experiences. But usually what's happening there is the person's already having the nightmare, and then the increased awareness associated with that fearful state, that's the thing that's causing the lucidity. So it's almost like a side effect of the nightmare rather than causing any distress.
Wow.
Yeah, usually lucid dreams are incredible, exhilarating experiences, and most people want to have as many of them as possible.
So you said that you have been doing research in lucid dreaming for a while. What kind of sparked your interest in it?
Well, it's a funny story. I was actually going to do research on nonverbal communication, which is another subject that I'm very interested in, and I do a lot of one-on-one work with people. I'm a counselor, among us, other things as well. So I was going to do that, but the morning on which my PhD was due to start, I actually had a spontaneous lucid dream, and I woke up from this, and I thought, wow, I could do research on this, and I just thought that would be a really cool thing to work on. So I went into university and talked to my supervisors and completely changed my topic, and now it's about 5 years later and here I am.
Wow, that's incredible. That's such a great story. So I bet your professors are a little bit shocked that you wanted to change it last minute though.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately they were pretty confident in me, and they said as long as you can demonstrate that there's a research project in this, then they were happy for me to do it. That's and it was really good timing, because a systematic review, which is when they publish a review of all the existing studies that had just been released. So I had this beautiful paper to work from that had just collected all of the information I needed.
Oh, it's very lucky. Something's working in your favour. You mentioned that you're a counsellor, among other things. Can lucid dreaming be useful in psychology?
Yes, it can, but we're still in the early stages of looking at that scientifically. So the main thing that we use it for in psychotherapy, and I say we, there's only a handful of people that do this kind of thing, but it's mainly used for treating nightmares. So if a person's having a highly distressing dream, if you can become lucid in the dream, you can deliberately wake up, you can take control of the dream, you can enter into a dialogue with whatever is attacking you, and even just knowing that you're in a dream can really take the sting out of that, you know, otherwise frightening experience.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Well, I hope that the next time I have a nightmare, I'll remember this conversation. Dr. Asprey, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.